New Zealand's government has formally apologized to victims of historical abuse in state care. It follows a public inquiry that identified widespread abuse, torture, and neglect of hundreds of thousands of children and vulnerable adults over a 70-year period. Christina Kukulia reports.
I know that this day has been a long time coming.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon was interrupted by a protester as he addressed survivors at a special sitting of Parliament in Wellington on Tuesday. The protester was speaking Māori, New Zealand's indigenous language.
You deserved so much better, and I am deeply sorry that New Zealand did not do better by you.
The abuse was horrific, heartbreaking and wrong, and should never have happened, Prime Minister Luxon told those gathered.
I am sorry that you were not believed when you came forward to report your abuse.
A traditional Maori prayer marked the start of a meeting where Solicitor General Una Jagos offered apologies. She led the government's response to survivors' legal claims and was also met with an angry audience.
We lost sight of you, the people behind the claims. And I am sorry for that.
In July, the public inquiry revealed an estimated 200,000 children and vulnerable adults were abused between 1950 and 2019 while in the care of state or faith-based institutions. The abuse included rape, electric shock, sterilisation and forced labour. The report found people with mental or physical disabilities and those from Maori and Pacific Island communities were particularly vulnerable.
I've been waiting 20 years for redress and still waiting.
Frances Tagaloa was abused as a child while attending a Catholic school in Auckland in the 1970s. She says beyond an apology, the government must provide counselling and clarify how it will support survivors.
How do we navigate some of the trauma, some of the physical impediments that we've had to put up with as a result of the abuse?
The New Zealand government says it's working on some of the recommendations, including possible payments to survivors, but officials haven't provided any specifics on compensation. For NPR News, Christina Kukulia in Melbourne, Australia.